And joining me in the studio now, we have Andy Eisenberg, who's going to speak to us about the Ketchikan After School Program, CAP, summer programs, correct?
That's correct, Maria.
All right. Good morning. So what are these programs?
Well, they're essentially outdoor programs where we're going to take youth into two different programs. One is a basic camping program where we'll go to Last Chance Campgrounds for 3 days. And then we have a backpacking trip into the Naha Recreation Area, which will be for 5 days where we stay at the Forest Service cabins. And the emphasis of these trips is to teach outdoor skills, stewardship, and bring a little more connection between our youth and the lands that we are fortunate enough to live on.
So on this one that's the Last Chance Campground, is that something that's like weekly, daily? What is the frequency of that?
The campground trips will be twice a month throughout the summer, June, July, and August. And the backpacking trips will be once a month in those same months.
Okay. And how does that work? Do people drop their youth off at the campground, or is there a bus that takes them there? How does it work for transportation?
Transportation, well, the process begins with registering at our website or visiting our location at the plaza. And the trips will base out of our plaza location.
So, and that's upstairs?
Correct, above the ATT store.
Okay, all right. And what is involved with registering?
It's a standard process for going into the outdoors in a guided capacity. So we have a very brief medical screening, and then we just have a few basic questions about the youth and the emergency contact. So pretty standard fare.
And what age range is this for?
CAP is for middle school kids.
Okay. And so one registers, and then what do they expect? What do they do from there?
Well, one thing that I should mention is that all CAPS programs are free, including the backpacking trip and the camping trips. CAP will provide backpacks, sleeping gear, all the cooking gear, rain gear, and for those that need, we have basic thermal wear, base layer stuff.
Is there anything that someone has to provide?
Shoes, socks, and non-cotton hiking clothing, just basic stuff. But all the high-ticket stuff CAP can provide.
Okay. And the campground things, is that an all-day event, a couple hours? How long?
The campground affair is a three-day, two-night trip. So with the youth, we'll be setting up camp, we'll be preparing meals, we'll be maintaining camp, we'll be learning about fire safety, we'll be learning about wilderness travel, we'll be identifying some of the flora, and we'll be doing a lot of hiking. CAP wants to get kids outside, get them healthy, and help bring our youth out of these historic trends that we see.
Okay, and I'm sorry, is that the Naha trip or the Last Chance Campground trip?
That's both of those trips. The Naha trip is from the dock to the Heckman Lake Cabin is a 6-mile hike, and we break that up into 2 days. We'll be doing day hiking on both trips. On the campground trip, we'll be doing day hiking in the local area around the Ward Cove area. And we'll make a shot at Dude Mountain with the group. But hiking is a central feature of all our summer programs, including our day camp this year.
Okay, all right. And if people want to sign up, is there a website, a phone number? How would they do so?
Yeah, the website is ricorps.org, and that's ricorps. .org, or you can drop by our plaza space. I'm usually there between 9 and 6, provided I'm not in the field on one of these trips.
All right, and I know this last school year you had the after-school programs. How did those go?
Oh, they went great. We have a lot of youth that were interested in our space and had a played a part in how the space evolved over this year. And we did a lot of cool things this year. And moving into the summer, we've got a lot of momentum and a lot of interest. And so one of the things that we're that's coming out of the school year that we're bringing into the summer is our community bouldering sessions, which are more geared to the open, the general public. And those will be Tuesday and Thursday evenings and Saturday afternoons.
And what does that mean?
Bouldering is it's rock climbing at smaller heights. Bouldering is typically defined as at heights that you can safely jump off. Here at our wall, it's a opportunity for individuals to learn about climbing, as well as those who are already climbing to stay keep their climbing fitness high. But that will be incorporated in our day camp this year.
Okay, and you said that's for all ages?
The open sessions are for all ages. Our day camp is for 5th through 8th graders.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to mention this morning?
I'm just really excited about these opportunities. So I hope to see the community come out and help us get these trips full.
Okay. Have you had many sign up yet?
We have a few. Yeah.
But looking for more.
Looking for more.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Maria.
Andy Eisenberg, he's with the Ketchikan After School Program, CAP. And again, if you are interested in getting involved with any of these activities, call them, drop on by, go to their website.